Hey everyone, welcome back. We are back on the air, and I am connecting with our Facebook group. If you have not connected with the Facebook group as of yet, you should definitely join us. And that's at TOTM, time of the month. So, welcome to TOTM Tea Talk with me, your host, Val Carrie. I am really excited to be back. And for those of you who are just learning about TOTM Tea Talk, actually coming across this platform, TOTM Tea Talk is the place where you and me, where we can speak candidly about all things relevant to that time of the month. As a matter of fact, let me just clarify that even more so. It is the original place. And we are in... Okay, great. I wanted to just make sure that we are up in our Facebook group, which is TOTM, time of the month. We have a great show for you today. It is great to be back. I'm taking a pause for the cause. Hey, Shanti. Okay, I think I'm here. I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
We are up in.
Okay, yeah, so that was the feedback. All right, so you guys know me. You know whenever we get on TOTM Tea Talk, I have to have some tea. So ladies and my turtle doves and menstruators, if you haven't grabbed your cup of tea yet, you still have time, go grab yourself a cup of tea, something nice and hot. Here on the East Coast, it is cold. Let me just take a sip real quick. I know that's not great for radio, but okay, as I was saying, TOTM Tea Talk is the original place where we can speak about all things relevant to that time of the month. And I feel like I do need to introduce myself to those who have not met me. My name's Val Carrie. I'm a menstrual maven. So allow me to reintroduce myself. I am the CEO of TOTM, Time of the Month, a menstrual wellness company. I'm also the author of TOTM, Time of the Month, the ultimate period planner. No, I'm not shamelessly plugging myself. I'm just letting you know who I am. And I'm a period mentor, and I've been advocating for girls and women and menstruators to have healthier, happier, less painful periods naturally. So that's what I've been doing for about 12, 13 years. So I'm not new in these period streets. Just want to let you guys know that. And I'm also the host of TOTM Tea Talk, which was a TV show, and now we're back as a radio show podcast. So that's for those who just stumbled upon me, but then for my turtle doves who have known me for some time, hey, it's so nice to see all of you guys. Join me in the chat room. You guys can call in. Let me see. We have a new number. What is the number? Okay, I need to find the number. I'll let you guys know what number to call in. And so now that the intros are out of the way, what can you expect from us here on TOTM Tea Talk? More of period news, more period tips, more period recipes, things that, you know, that you can eat that will help prevent the bloat, help with the cramping and all of those things. And we're going to be bringing the show back to you on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. live, and then Sundays at 5 p.m. And on Sundays, we have a special guest. So today... So even though the show is live and it goes live in our Facebook group, and so I'm just like looking to make sure that I can see what's happening in the Facebook group. Hey, Karen. So the show goes live in the Facebook group. And then, of course, you know, you can always listen to the replay. And on Sundays after we have our guests and we, you know, do the interviews and stuff like that, we're going to go over to Clubhouse. There's this new app. If you have an Apple, if you have an Apple iOS device, then you can get a Clubhouse invite. Because I have a couple. Just DM me, let me know you need an invite. And you can actually interact with our guests. And today's guest, okay, today it is Super Bowl Sunday. And to kick off today's show before the Super Bowl, I have with me a very special guest. Her name is Anna Yap Ramboya Ramboikova.
What's up? Good job.
So,
I was waiting to see if you can pronounce the surname.
Yeah, I've tried to roll my R's on that. So,
yeah.
I'm wondering if, in fact, you're popping up in the Facebook group. Can everyone see Anna? If you guys can see Anna, throw some hearts up so that I know that you can see Anna. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So Anna, you know, I am not going to do the introduction. I'm going to allow you to introduce yourself, and then we're going to jump into our conversation. But one thing I'm going to say is I met Extraordinary Lady, how many years ago was it? 2 years, 3 years ago?
Oh my gosh, no. It's been like three and a half years ago now, because I was thinking just before I jumped on live here, and I was thinking how quickly time flies. So 3.5 years ago now. Crazy.
Okay. 3.5 years. And you know what? Last year was a blur. It was like,
yeah.
I'm just going to wipe that out. So Anna is and I said we're going to kick off the show. She is the CEO of Kix Academy. She's also the co-founder and managing partner of International Women Connected. So Anna, welcome to the show. Thank you for being my first guest of the year, the first guest of the return, the relaunch of TOTM Tea Talk. Thank you for joining me all the way from London.
Thank you so much, Val. Absolute pleasure as well to be live here. I've been really looking forward to it. So my name is Anna, as you've already introduced me. And I'm plugging in all the way from London. But originally, as you probably guessed, my first language, my mother tongue, isn't English. So bear with me. Sometimes I get messed up in the language barrier. Originally, I come from Bulgaria. I've lived in London now for almost, geez, I can't believe it, like 15 years. So it's, I think, another 3 years. No, I've already lived more in the UK than I've actually lived where I'm originally from. So, yeah, I came here just to finish my education at the beginning. And then my plan was to go back, but that never actually happened. So like Val said, I am the CEO of Kix Academy Professional Development, which is a business for trainings and coaching, and a managing partner for International Women Connected, which is an amazing, amazing platform for women to connect. But I'm really excited to come on the show tonight, because we're going to be discussing. I've always supported you with what you do, and I think there's so much needed, and we have to be so open as women to support each other on our journey, and to and to talk about this time of the month. I've actually tried to put my shirt before I came live today, but it didn't fit because I put on weight, guys. I put 6.5 kilos on top, and I didn't fit the shirt well, so I need to open another one. I want you to put it on. But I think what you're doing is something absolutely amazing, and that's why I'm really, really happy to jump on live tonight.
Awesome, awesome. And so I mentioned that you are the co-founder of International Women Connected. Will you please tell us about that organization?
Yes, sure. So International Women Connected because it's something I'm quite passionate about. I'm the co-founder of it. The founder and the idea is actually of my business partner, Buriana, you very well know her as well. So the whole idea started probably around 7 years ago now. We keep saying we've been 3 years on the market, but we've actually been over 7 years on the market. And originally we started to support women. Listen to this. We've actually started to support as a support group for women from a minority background, because me coming here, coming to UK from Eastern Europe, I'm a minority myself, and I found quite difficult, you know, although I absolutely love UK and it's given me a massive opportunity, there were certain situations where me coming from, you know, from Eastern Europe, I had to work as twice as other people who had to. I had to constantly be proving myself. And I was also in a very kind of male-dominated environment from the beginning. So being a woman as well was very, very hard for me. So we started the group from the beginning of actually supporting foreigners, supporting minority groups in the UK. And we started with 15 women in London. Very quickly, that grew all over the world at the moment. I can't even imagine saying that, to be honest. Still, it's like, it feels like a dream. So right now, we've got over 35,000 followers and around, I think, 10,000 members already, which is amazing. So at the moment, we actually support women in any sort of background, business and career development by actually giving them the voice, visibility and the stage to express themselves, to express their career and to support other women.
Okay, that's awesome. So that is how IWC was born. And yes. That's actually how I met you, through IWC.
Yes.
Online.
And
so when you met, did you know your partner prior to actually forming?
Yes. So we did a college together in Bulgaria. We started university together in Bulgaria, and I came here to finish it off. And we were really, really best friends since uni. So we joke that we've been in business for 8 years, but we've actually been in our life for 18 and a half years now, which is something crazy. And she's one of the people who, you know, I would argue and cry together and laugh together, and then we will always kind of find a way to each other. And probably the only, there's three people in my life I can trust with my eyes closed and my back turned, and she's one of them. I would like to say she's one of them. And I think that's been the secret formula into us staying together for so long into the business. I remember one time I was listening to, can't remember who was it. It was like a business mentor again, who was saying that, you know, it's all nice and rosy if you're in partnership with someone before you actually start making money. But the problems comes when your business starts generating. Then you find out really who you've got as a partner. You know, I can say that we've gone through all those stages, and she's always been there for me. And I like to think that I've been always there for her as well.
That
so,
is
yeah,
amazing.
We've known each other for 18 and a half years now.
18 and a half years. It's always great to have friends that you can then build with and actually make money with.
Yeah.
So, International Women Connected. How do you actually connect with women internationally? Because you have members here in New York, you're in London, you have members in Austria, is it?
Yes, so we've got members in Middle East, in the States, Australia. We've not opened in New Zealand yet, but Australia and Eastern Europe and Central Europe as well. Our most developed, really, New York, London, Vienna, Sofia, which is where me and Buriana are from, Istanbul and Dubai in Middle East, and we're looking to expand even more so. And Sydney. I keep forgetting Sydney, but Sydney is actually quite a developed destination as well. So we do have a platform, but we also got we're online and offline opens everywhere. Of course, because of what we've been going through for the past year, we've not been able to do much offline. We've not been able to keep up the meetings, to keep up the events, to keep up the workshops. So we've been trying to do everything online at the moment via our podcast production. We've got the TV series launching soon as well, in our digital platform that we've created. But, if anyone is interested, they can join any group as well on Facebook, which is International Women Connected / New York or / London or / Vienna. You're in some of them as well, so you know.
Yes. And, so I connected with you on the business side.
Right.
And it was through International Women Connected. But and I remember I actually came to London. That was my first time meeting you in person. And I didn't realize how much we were going to have in common outside of business development. And so I just want to say it's great connecting with you and actually being able to share things personally. And I've learned a lot about you and you've learned a lot about me. And one of the things that is a personal thing that you've shared with me, really thankful that you're allowing me to share it with our viewers, is that you have been living with endometriosis. So are you okay with us actually having this conversation?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually really happy that we're bringing it up because this year I will be concentrating on bringing so much awareness. I'm at this stage now where I can allow myself to start openly speaking about it. So yeah, go ahead and shoot off any questions you've got.
All right. So for those of you who are just now tuning in, you are listening to COTM Tea Talk with me, Val Carey, and I have a special guest, Anna Yarambojkova.
Yay! Amazing.
You got it. And we are talking about business. We're talking about endometriosis, and we're going to talk about actually living with endometriosis and still being a kick butt boss babe, right?
Yes, so, absolutely.
When were you first diagnosed? How many years has it been since your diagnosis?
So I was diagnosed at a very, very early. So I wasn't officially diagnosed until much later on. I'm still very early age, but I think that I've actually had it since I was 18, just because that time of the month was, told you, English isn't my first language. So that time of the month, I was just bedbound, always bedbound. I was losing too much blood. I had to be driven to the hospital every other month. And that was originally when it was happening back in Bulgaria. So doctors didn't really know much about it. They didn't know what was going on. And when I came over here to continue my study, I was in my very early 20s. And that was when I was originally diagnosed, around 21, 22. I think I've had it from the very, very beginning. And they said to me at that time that it was in a very early stage. But if it's giving me problems, if it's giving me any pains, if it's giving me any discomfort, they can do a laparoscopy. And we all know how those of us who's experienced it and some contraception. So I've undergone a few, probably around 6 or 7 laparoscopies already. I've lost count. But it progressed very quickly from stage 2 to stage 4, which I'm in a very, very advanced stage. Which for me, they're saying that the best way at some point will be probably a full hysterectomy because it's stage 4 is the most advanced stage you can get with endometriosis.
Okay, so when you first began feeling symptoms, or when you became ill, or just in pain, did you think, was your first thought, this is endometriosis. Did you know what endometriosis was at that time?
No.
Or did you just think that you were having period pain?
No, I was just thinking it was something very normal. It's probably something genetic, that some girls have it very heavy and other girls don't have it as such. I didn't know. I hadn't heard about endometriosis at the time. There's not, and I got the feeling that recently that the talk has started. I wish I knew. Not that, you know, there was much that they would have done much about it anyway, because they still don't know the causes. They don't know how to really treat it. They're just trying. But all those laparoscopy, contraception pills and everything that they're doing, it's really a trial and error at the moment. But no, I didn't know. And I was feeling really sick at the beginning. It was just at that time, at that cycle, where I would feel really sick. I would be in excruciating pain. I would be in such a pain where I would have a muscle cramps, and all my stomach and upper legs really turned blue from the muscle cramps. And I thought that it was just something normal. And when I came to the UK, that's when they found out and said, okay, you know, the reason why you're experiencing those symptoms is because of that.
Okay. And so the symptoms that you were experiencing was massive bleeding, muscle cramps, and
I would feel sick very often. I would have like a swollen stomach as well, and bloated all the time. And I would think like, what is it that I'm eating that I'm constantly bloated? And I would go like a whole day, do an experiment to fast day or two, and I'll still be really, really bloated, which apparently it's a great sign of endometriosis as well. I feel like I'm very blessed that it didn't hit me from a mental perspective. It's still causing me anxiety around that cycle. But I know people who are going, women who are going through a very severe endometriosis, who are going through a depression. You know, they can have, they've got precancerous ovarian cells as well, and all of those things. So I'm lucky in a way, and I feel blessed in a way that as yet I'm not at that stage. And mentally, I keep going, if it makes sense.
Yes, it does. So
yeah.
When you first went to your doctor and you first started sharing your symptoms, did your doctor immediately think, let's get you tested for endometriosis, or did they think it was something else?
So when I was already in the UK, and when I first went in, they wanted to straight away put me on contraception. I'm someone who, my body just doesn't agree a lot with pills. I'm very, I use a lot of natural remedies. I wouldn't go to medication unless I 150% I need to. And I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. This is just how my body reacts. And I would, my body was not agreeing with any type of contraception. So I said, absolutely not. I want to have a scan done. I want to be booked in, and I want us to find out what it is. So they booked me in for a scan. But as we know, endometriosis are actually cannot be found on a scan. So you have to have a laparoscopy. This is the only way for them to find out. So on the scan, everything was perfect. And this is when my gynecologist said at that time, well, everything seems perfect. So the only thing left to check is for us to do a laparoscopy and actually check all those symptoms that you're experiencing are matching with endometriosis disease. Check if that's, you know, if that's true. So the first ever laparoscopy I had was actually a diagnostic laparoscopy, where they wanted to find out if that really is.
Okay. So, Taylor Doves, if you are just now tuning in, you are listening to TLTMT Talk with Val Carey, and I'm speaking with myself in the plural, interviewing Anna of Kicks Academy and of International Women Connected. Next month is Endometriosis Awareness Month, but this month we have kicked off the relaunch of TOTM T-Talk, talking about this very important matter that a lot of women deal with. And what I want to say and just stress, just as you said, Anna, Turtle Doves, please do not try to self-diagnose. You cannot diagnose yourself with endometriosis. If you believe that you do have it, definitely share your symptoms with your gynecologist. Express your concerns. The only way that they can diagnose you properly is through laparoscopic surgery. And so for people who are not familiar with endometriosis, some of the symptoms that are associated with endometriosis is frequent diarrhea or constipation, which is often in connection with your menstrual cycle, abdominal bloating, which also is in connection with your menstrual cycle, with your period. So during your period, you'll oftentimes have like serious bloating or a lot of diarrhea, cramping, heavy or irregular bleeding, and yes, I am reading right now, fatigue and infertility. And it's not really too difficult to understand, but sometimes it's definitely overlooked. I just want to take a moment out. If you guys want to call in and you want to chat with us, have any questions, you can call us at 516. You can call us at 516-418-5819. The number to dial in is 516-418-5819. We are going to be chatting for another 10 minutes or so before we head over to Clubhouse. Because there we're going to do a recap of the show, and we're going to do a little bit of Q&A. Let me just take a look over at our Facebook group and see what the comments are over there. Sister Girl. Okay, we have Sister Girl Chantana Hazel. She was a former guest on TOTM T-Talk, and she has an awesome foundation for endometriosis.
Amazing.
Yes. I'm trying to see the comments. I know Karen had made a comment. She had said something about endometriosis being, okay, here we go. Karen says, so sorry, Anna, how many stages are there?
So the stages are 4 stages, apparently, and where 3 and 4 are very, very severe. And 3 and 4, stage 4 is already... in most of the cases, I'm not a medical professional. Everything is based on my experience, but in most of the cases, lead actually to infertility. It can cause blocked fallopian tubes, and it can cause feeling the symptoms on a much, much, much higher level.
Okay, so it can cause blocked fallopian tubes that would actually make it difficult to conceive. Another comment from Karen, she says that endometriosis is the beast. And Michelle, good afternoon. And Shantice, we see you all in our Facebook group. And Karen says she went through something similar. Okay. If you guys have any questions, if you want to actually call in, you can call us at 516-19. And we are live in our Facebook group. And we also have a chat room going on in Blog Talk Radio. I have a couple of things going on. It's like coming back to this platform is just awesome. And we are talking with my good friend, Anna, who is also the CEO of Kix Academy. So tell us about Kix Academy.
So Kix Academy is a professional training company which works with corporations. We train soft skill sales training at the corporate sector, but works also with individuals and small businesses who want to step their game up in business and want to generate more sales in business. That's how I like to say it. Because, you know, I'm really, really passionate about sales.
So
want to step their game up in business and want to generate more sales and more traction to their businesses.
Okay. And so as the CEO of Kicks Academy and as the co-founder of International Women Connected, you're very busy, but have you found that dealing with endometriosis, has that slowed down your productivity? Has it slowed you down in regards to just being like a kick butt boss babe?
Definitely has its impact. So with me, and when I mentioned earlier about anxiety, one of the reasons why my anxiety really, really raises its head around that cycle is because unfortunately, I need to make sure that I schedule all my meetings, trainings, all my productive dates and important dates around it, because I know that 1 week of each month is not. 1 week, I can't think straight. I can't even leave the bed today, let alone even thinking or doing some work. So it definitely has its impact a lot. But what I also want to say here, one of the reasons why I've actually started my own business ages ago was because I was having a great career and I was really, really happy where I was. But I had to take days off constantly. I constantly had to take days off. And it got to that point where, right, I'm really good at what I do. I absolutely love what I do. But I can't be calling every month for a week in sick. So I've got to do something about it. So for me, actually starting my own venture was a way out in terms of carry on earning the income. I didn't even think it's going to explode to that point, but obviously we've been 8 years now on the market, so it's only a natural progression. But carry on earning an income around the time where I can afford work. So that was my main goal of actually starting my own business. And I know a lot of women who are in a career the same type of career position at the moment, and this is one of my biggest reasons I want personally to raise awareness, because a lot of time it's so little known about endometriosis. We don't know what's causing it. We don't know how to treat it. You know, you see someone who is from the outside looks perfect, perfectly healthy. There's nothing wrong with them. But from the inside, this person is breaking, having pain, having anxiety every single month, having to call in sick constantly. And people don't understand it. So a few years back, they used to call it the Lyme disease, because people weren't understanding it. So it's kind of almost making it up that you're not feeling well and you're having those constant appointments with your doctors. And I had periods of time where I was in and out of A&E as well. And that's why my biggest mission is actually bringing awareness, because I would like to make aware more employers and more corporations and businesses out there of this, and, you know, and probably put something in place of how to treat women who are struggling with something like that.
Thank you. What I want to say is that sometimes we have different ailments and conditions that are like invisible diseases.
Mm.
So people who are not necessarily experiencing that or going through it wouldn't understand it at all. So I can totally understand and relate to what you're saying, because I actually do have invisible disabilities, so to speak. I just want to take a comment from the chat room. Definitely want you to connect with Shantana Hazel.
Absolutely.
Shantana May. I don't know why I keep calling her Shantana Hazel, but Shantana May, she's been advocating here in the States now for our listeners, Anna is over in London, but Shantana's been advocating for over 10 years and has had her own journey with endometriosis. And she states from our group, she says, the staging doesn't determine the level of pain. Staging indicates how intense, how extensive the disease is and how many organs it's affected. A person with stage one can have more pain than a person with stage four, and so on and so forth. What I will say is endometriosis is, there's no cure for endometriosis, and endometriosis is not cured by pregnancy and is not cured by hysterectomy. You may have a hysterectomy and your symptoms may subside to some point, but it doesn't totally go away.
No, yeah. And apparently after hysterectomy, it might appear in some other organs as well.
Exactly.
So it's not 100%, 100%,
because it's actually 100% endometrium tissue that's growing, if I'm not mistaken, inside and outside the uterus. So if it's going outside as well, it can grow on other organs.
Yeah.
So I think you explained why it's really important to make women aware of endometriosis. But for those who may have missed it, if you can just, you know, from your point of view, why do you feel that it's important for women to know more about endometriosis?
From my point of view?
Yes, from your point of view. How you feel?
There's a few reasons why. The first one is, like I said, I would love to actually make more women and even more employers and more businesses aware of it. To treat people not to overlook people who are struggling with it, basically, because it is a real thing and it can really, really affect your daily life. You can't see it, but it is a real thing. The second thing as well is, for me, like you said earlier, please don't diagnose yourself, because the symptoms that endometriosis gives very often can be something else. You know, it could be a polycystic ovaries, it could be so many other things. And actually diagnosing, just thinking, well, I've got an endometriosis, and not even going to check yourself and going through that, it's dangerous. So that's my other thing is, yes, it's great for us to know the symptoms, and yes, it's great for us to know how to deal with it. For me, it was a massive thing when I understood what actually endometriosis is. I understood how to, not cure it, obviously, but how to manage it better, and that reduced my anxieties and panic attacks, because I used to struggle massively with panic attacks because of it, and anxiety, and that reduced my anxiety and panic attacks. So in that sense, it's really, really good. But I also know that even though I have it, if something happens out of the ordinary, I would still go and check myself.
Okay. So I'm going to read a few comments from the Facebook group. And we actually do have a caller on the line that we're going to open up the call in a moment. So reading from the Facebook group, Karen McKee says she suffered with this beginning 30 years ago. I'm just going to say, I'm just, one of the reasons why I do what I do is because these are conversations that women should be having with one another so that we can help empower one another. Menstruation is not something that's taboo, and things that are related to that, whether it's PCOS or fibroids or endometriosis. So, thank you again for sharing your journey and your story. And Karen also says that she would like to help spread the word with you. She's sharing that hers is attached to her bladder and took the surgeon over 3 hours to peel it off during surgery. And Shantana says it grows on the lungs as well. We're going to open up the call because we have about 4.5 more minutes. caller from 916. Caller from 916, you're on the line. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Well, it's Karen McKee, and I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
Fine. Hi, I had no idea. Hi. I had no idea this was such a hidden disease. I'm so glad that you're speaking out about it. I think I lost you.
I can hear her with a little bit of delay.
Oh, were you able to hear her? She said that she is so happy that you're sharing your story, that she didn't know that it was such a hidden disease.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is quite hidden, and I'm very happy to see more and more and more people in Europe, where I am, are starting to speak about this, because I think the more of us who are going through it and sharing that experience, bringing awareness, we can actually donate towards the cause of finding what the cause is and finding a treatment.
I totally agree with that, and I'd also like to add that there is hope. You know, back when I had it 30 years ago, they didn't know what it was, and I got this told by work, suck it up, just come in. You know, teach these kids in pain. It doesn't matter. You have to do this. But with all the surgeries and Lupron injections and birth control pills I went through, I was able to have a baby, and so there is still hope. And then 10 years later, I had another baby. So there's hope if you're trying to have children and you have it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. First of all, I'm really, really happy that you've got two babies. That's amazing. It's well done for that. And I agree with you. I don't think 50 years ago there was that anyone knew about it, to be honest. I feel like it's only started coming up the past 14, 15 years more, and we've only started talking about it more openly the past 5 years, to be honest, very, very recent. And I agree, there is always hope. You know, the medicine now is so advanced that, you know, there's IVF treatments and everything out there, but it definitely makes it harder than if you don't have it.
Yes, and thank you, Karen, for calling in. We are coming close to the end of our show, but we are going to be continuing this conversation over on Clubhouse. Really quickly, before we go, please give us your information. Thank you. And we got 90 seconds left. Give us your information. How can people follow you? How can people connect with you? How can women get connected with International Women Connected?
Yeah, absolutely. Follow me on Facebook, Clubhouse, Instagram, you can follow me. And you can follow International Women Connected, which is IW Connected on Instagram and Facebook as well. Thank you so much, Val, for having me. I absolutely loved our discussion as well. I'll join you on Clubhouse.
Thank you. So I'm going to be going over there in a second. We are out of here in 50 minutes. So don't forget to connect with All Things TLTM. We're on Instagram. I'm on Clubhouse. We're on Twitter. We're here on Facebook, and we have a special Facebook group for the women, the turtle doves, and the menstruators at TLTM time of the month. We'll be back with more of TLTM Tea Talk on Monday. No, not Monday. Wednesday. Wednesday at 7 p.m. And on Monday, I'll be on Clubhouse. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, giving some TLTM tips. Enjoy the Super Bowl, people. And until next time, may every TLTM be a so happy one. We'll talk to you later. Bye. So happy to be back. And we are out in 5, 4, 3, 2. I think that's about it. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. We're still here. I believe the show is done. It's done and done and
yes,
done.